Hello and welcome to the Unfiltered Experience with Tara and Louisa.
We are two girls who speak the truth about the struggle of never feeling enough whilst growing up in a world of filters and comparison.
Here we will have raw, relatable and authentic conversations to empower you on your path to self-development.
Come with us on the journey of unlearning.
Welcome back to this week's episode. We're going to give you a quick one based on Louisa's week this week because she's learned some stuff.
Yeah, it's been a bit of an ordeal. I started the 75 Hard Challenge, which has gone sort of viral on social media. And I actually read the 75 Hard Challenge book, which is another whole ball game itself when it comes to self-discipline and working yourself to the bone. And I saw it as like an opportunity to alter it in a way that'll get me like really disciplined around my habits. Mm. And so I changed the challenge to be about like a morning and a night routine and one workout a day. And I did 40 days, mm-hmm. which is awesome. However, I went to therapy on Monday and I shared with my therapist what I was doing. And she highlighted to me that I was using this to run away from how I feel. And I was in complete burnout and exhaustion, but because it was like dressed up as this nice challenge about self-discipline and overcoming myself and my brain, you know, it was really hard to sort of catch what was really going on. Like I was in a lot of denial about what the challenge was actually doing, and I wasn't really getting any benefit. Well, I stopped getting the benefit from doing the tasks. It became about being super busy. Like my mindset every day was like, I got to get the workout in. I got to, you know, quickly do the inventory and I got to quickly do the more. Like it wasn't genuine. It was just this constant running from self and trying to escape by filling up my time. Mm-hmm. And she put me on a ban from working out that much. I just don't believe that anyone should be working out 7 days a week.
Hell no.
When you say it like that, I was working out 7 days a week.
No.
Let alone the real challenge is 2 workouts 7 days a week.
Yes.
And I just wanted to sort of put that out there because I know a lot of people do the challenge and maybe they've had a lot of benefits from it, but I wasn't listening to my body and that sort of prompted this episode.
Yeah, because you are running from feelings.
Mm.
You're using a challenge that's dressed up as being sort of self-developmental to run from how you really feel.
Mm.
Because anybody who's operating at that capacity has got something underlying going on.
Well, the challenge was actually harmful to me in the end.
Yeah, and this it brings me right back to a way bigger topic of, you know, like trying to change my external image. And it was like I would work out 7 days a week, but I was like running to this unrealistic expectation of myself. But the motivation behind it was never like loving or compassionate. And I remember having that light bulb moment that it was like I'm trying to live this really loving and authentic life, yet I'm doing the most unloving thing I could do for myself, which is grinding myself to the bone, like you said. And, yeah, it was kind of revolutionary for me to realize that I can't exist in a world of self-compassion if I am constantly going against my body and harming myself.
Mm. Well, yeah, I guess that just brings me back to what we found on this self-development journey around healing.
Mm.
I think when I started this journey, I was like, okay, like I need to do all the work and all the meditation and all the journaling and all the tools and all the books and all these things and these action points to change and to change how I feel and to heal. And 100% that's well and good. But I think like now we've gotten to this point in our journey and what I'm finding recently is what is actually healing is the thing that we've been avoiding, and that is sitting with the feeling that I'm avoiding.
Mm.
And I can use all the self-development tools to avoid those feelings and to change how I feel. And I'm not actually dealing with how I feel internally head on, and I'm not experiencing those feelings.
Yeah. I think if you get some sort of feeling and you run straight to journaling or straight to a meditation or straight to reaching out to a friend, like you're actually running from that feeling that needs to be felt.
Mm.
And yeah, I just think like sometimes the miracle is in sitting still. All the work is great, but it's like the only way to heal is to feel.
Yeah.
And sometimes journaling and meditation can help us process our feelings, but a lot of the time it's a distraction and it's an action to get us out of the feeling. And we use our brain to distract from our body, you know? So if we're going straight into something that uses thinking, we're taken away from it.
Yeah. I think like it's not the news I wanted to hear when I thought about being free from my past. I'm very good at taking action. Like I'm all about doing the work and writing and doing meditation and doing these things. And there's definitely 1000% a place for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're earlier in your journey and you're just like opening up to self-development, well, those tools are super important.
Absolutely.
But and what's also important, sorry, is just being with where you're at as well as those tools.
It's good to actually incorporate those tools every day.
Yeah.
At some point in the day. Like that's great. But I've seen in people them running to a meditation every time they feel overwhelmed or every time they feel anxious. And connecting to your breath is great, but it's like, what's the feeling underneath that anxiety? What is it that your body's trying to tell you? Because 9 times out of 10, it's a message. It's something that wants to be felt. Anxiety is kind of like a secondary emotion where it's like, yeah, behind the anxiety, there's going to be some sort of level of fear or guilt or shame or something that needs to be processed. But I've been on this journey for a little while now where, I guess like my ability to run had been stripped bare. And I used a lot of things to escape how I felt, especially like exercise and control and shopping and earning money, like all of that sort of stuff. You don't even know it until it's taken away from you, just how distracting it is. And it wasn't until I was literally incapacitated where I could not move that I thought, fuck, like I'm really in trouble here. I don't know, you've had that experience.
Well, you got no choice but to feel.
Yes.
You were put in that position.
Yes. And as soon as I was put in that position, I thought my world was ending.
Oh, and sometimes the universe pushes you to feel. Like I know lots of people will talk about like going, working hard, all this stuff, and then you get sick. And it's like everything you were avoiding feeling comes up in that period when you were sick because your body's had enough. Your body has no other way to tell you like I need to just stop and be.
Yeah.
And so you're forced to slow down.
Yeah.
So I'm actually reading a book at the moment. It's sort of all like, it's funny how everything sort of happens at the same time. I think like, you know, we do say like meditation and journaling are definitely, they're very important things. They're obviously important practices to have, but it's about the motivation behind those practices. And that's what we're talking about. Like exclusively exercise is good. Meditation is good. Journaling is good. Talking to a friend and reaching out is good. All of these things on their own are really important things. However, it's about the motivation behind when you're running to those things. So for me, this 75 hard challenge, at the beginning, it became about being vigilant on my habits that I wanted to rebuild a morning routine and a night routine that I had let go of and wasn't consistent with. And I also wanted to build a consistent exercise routine. But at some point along that journey, it became a way for me to self-soothe and escape myself. And I didn't even know I was doing that until, you know, it was pointed out in therapy. And it's interesting, like I'm reading this book at the moment called The Sedona Method, which is actually a book that I think has stopped printing. It is the book that taught David Hawkins, if anyone's really into this stuff, the book Letting Go. He sort of bases his book off that method. And the Sedona Method, I mean, I'm only sort of slightly into the book, but it talks about how the answer to all of our feelings is to surrender and to be with that feeling. And recently, like I've just read this part of the book where it talks about, you know, you have this feeling come up and you want to like jump in the middle of the feeling and get, feel that feeling in its entirety, feel it all over your body. Like if you get anxiety, I'd been practicing it. Like I was public speaking like a few weeks ago for you on that Friday and I had this anxiety come up and I was like, okay, instead of like trying to think about something else or judging the anxiety or being like, oh, why am I feeling this? Like I need to listen to this and that'll change how I feel. I need to just jump into the middle of the feeling and feel it to its entirety and let it move through my body. Because what we know about feelings are emotions, the energy in motion. And so a lot of the time for me is I have these feelings and then I suppress them and they don't move through my body and they're stuck beneath the surface.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you have a feeling come up, be present with the sensations. What do they feel like? Where are they in your body? What would it look like to let go of it? And sometimes, you know, you'll get it on the first go. You'll feel this release with your breath. And other times you won't. And like each time you'll have to follow this process of like witnessing the feeling, being with its at entirety. And sometimes it's too intense. And so that's when you welcome those practices. Okay, it's too much for me. I'm going to call someone out. There is a healthy level of distraction. Yep. But, you know, my recovery sponsor used to get me to set a timer for 90 seconds. You know, set a timer for 90 seconds, be with that feeling because feelings have an end point.
Yeah, they're time limited.
Yeah, and we forget that like when we're experiencing it. I mean, obviously there's feelings like grief that are a lot more, you know, they have a longer period of time. But if we actually focus on being with present with where we're at and allowing that to move through us rather than trying to escape that.
I love that. I used to do this meditation. It was really interesting. It was more of a visualization meditation, but you basically close your eyes. And when you imagine a feeling, say it's anxiety, it's in your chest, it moves through to your stomach. And for me, it goes down my arms and into my hands and all of that. So you close your eyes and you imagine everywhere where that feeling is, paint it a color, right? So I used to visualize it as being blue, sit with it, visualize the whole feeling in a color. And become one with that sort of feeling. And then slowly, one by one, every breath you take, you wrap your breath around a part of that color and blow it out. And it's like you move that anxiety through you. And by the end of it, I think it was like a 10-minute meditation. And by the end of the meditation, the feeling's passed, but it's not escaping the feeling. It's like welcoming it, being with it, and then letting it go. And I found that really helpful because it's not a suppression. Like I can run to things to suppress. And it was really interesting this morning. I've been doing silent meditations because I can distract with words. Like when I'm listening to something, I can just go get lost with the story for so long and then bang, it's over. You know, I'm not actually moving anything. And in about 4 minutes, I instinctively opened my eyes and I was like, I want it to be over. I want it to be finished. And I looked, there was 4 minutes left and I was like, nah, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to be with this feeling that wants to end the meditation, this impatience, this impulsiveness that wants to run away from how I feel because I feel discomfort. And I closed my eyes and I literally imagined that what I felt and I felt caged, like there was cages around me, there was sharp edges. It was like this suffocating, squishing feeling of I need to escape, right? I need to get out. And so I imagined in my head like, the cages falling apart and then the sharp edges melting into soft and
wow.
And I did all of this on my own. And by the end, it was like I could breathe. And I thought, wow, like I robbed myself of the opportunity so many times of moving past the feeling of wanting something to be different that I don't get the miracle. Like I just give in. I think, oh, I don't like this. Change it. You know, like, oh, I don't want to be here. I'm going to leave. And the for me, it was like this gold in just sitting through it. And it happened in 4 minutes. It was fucking...
Wow.
It was incredible.
Wow. Well, I guess the whole purpose of those, like sitting with those feelings is that when they come up in real time in relationships or in triggering conversations, you have a new set, like you go into a new space in your nervous system when where you're not in a reactionary state. And that obviously increases your self-esteem and stops you from being able to cause harm to others and to yourself. And yeah, that's like, and it also just like leads you to an all-round sense of like, I can face anything.
Yes.
You know, because it starts with those small controlling feelings that impulses. Mm. And when you don't go give in to those impulses, it sort of opens you up to a new world of choice.
Mm. I felt the same always with the ice bath.
Yeah.
Like my head same was thing. Screaming, get out, mm. like end this. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. But you push through and you push through and you develop like this resilience against pain.
Mm.
And so when things become intolerable in your life, you have this reserve in your brain that goes, I can get through this. I believe in myself. I'm capable. And it's just, yeah, it's just the small stuff, I think. But
mm.
I feel like sometimes we have to be backed into a little corner to be forced to do this. Mm. You know, I've been neglecting meditation for months. And this is why, because it's uncomfortable. And mm. so I'm backed in my little corner right now where I don't have a fucking choice. So I just have to sit through it. And, yeah, I think that's where the miracle is.
One thing he wrote in his book was, I'll link it obviously down below, but in the show notes. One thing he wrote in his book was he had this client come in to do to work through this grief she had and this betrayal, and she had all this story and she didn't want to face this grief, and you know they welcomed the feeling and jumped into the middle of the feeling, and you know she felt it to its entirety, and what she found was that underneath was just like an ever-flowing experience of love.
Mm.
And like it wasn't that she was resisting the grief, it was that she was resisting love.
Mm-hmm.
Which was underneath, you know, every experience. And I guess that's like what they talk about with enlightenment.
Yes.
You know, is getting to the point where you're so good at surrendering. He talked about as well, like, you know, if you have like a pencil, say the pencil, like you're holding the pencil in your hand and you see that pencil as the feeling and you're the person holding on to that feeling. But when you have an open hand, like you're letting go, right? So if you're living with an open hand, it's harder for feelings to get like stuck.
Mm.
So learning to live in this state of surrender is about being that open hand so that like feelings just wash through you.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, for me, when I suddenly feel a bad emotion, even if it's like the tiniest bit of anxiety about traffic or whatever, my whole body just holds onto it out of fear and tries to push it down. Yeah. Because I've never felt anything else,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I don't know how.
Yeah.
We'll leave you with that. We just wanted to leave you with a mini episode today and leave us a review.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
We love you. Bye. Thanks.